here with Strath Caradoc Mayor Colin Grantham. Council spent a lot of money, over $14 million and change, all on the Mount Bridges wastewater treatment facility. That's not including some more money coming down the road, I would assume, for the Strathroy wastewater treatment facility. That's currently being worked on as far as a report on that facility. Thoughts on that expenditure for Mount Bridges?
Yeah, Chris, and you missed the one adjective or phrase I would have used. Much needed dollars. We needed to spend the dollars, but you know, you commented on Strathroy again. I've mentioned, Chris, we are not the only municipality in Ontario that are facing pressures on wastewater treatment, spending lots of money. I know we think we're unique here in Strathroy Caradoc, but we're not. Chris, I'm here to speak as myself and as an individual. I'm not representing council. So I will tell you this. I supported the expenditure.
Let's take this off the top.
Go for it.
Sifton Properties at council last week, Brunet and Company at council last week, emphatically stating that the option that was presented to council was not the right decision. Yet council went against that and voted 6-3 to go ahead with it. Give me your thoughts on that. Professional companies saying this is not the right choice.
Professional land developers, Chris. They're not in the business of wastewater treatment. This municipality has spent well over $100,000, pushing $200,000, on finding a solution to a plant that has not worked in 6 years. So, I mean, we started with one engineering company that came with a solution. This term of council, we did our due diligence. We hired another company to give a second opinion. That motion passed unanimously. So we're talking companies that are professionals in the wastewater treatment field. I'm going to suggest that developers, they're not in the business of wastewater. They can certainly build houses, Chris, and I'm going to talk for a minute because there's some important things that people need to know. More than welcome any developer to come and talk about their business, which is building houses. They have every right, and they should do so, to come to council and say, we don't want to ensure that we continue to do our business, which is building houses. Where I have a real problem with, Chris, and it's angered me somewhat, is when a third party, namely Sifton, begins to try to tell council how to conduct their business. And a lot of people in the community may not have seen what came from them. They're trying to dictate who we gave a contract to and how we conducted our business. To me, Chris, that's beyond the pale. That almost, to me, smacks of trying to intimidate council. One more thing, and apologize, I'm going to ramble on a bit, that the community may not remember, especially Mount Bridges. In 2022, Sifton Properties submitted a proposal as part of the settlement boundary review. It's a public document, asking to take the settlement boundary of Mount Bridges down past Campbellvale. That was rejected because it didn't meet the criteria. That's where they're at. They want to move the settlement boundary down past Campbellvale. And Chris, if people look at the document, it's a comprehensive review, they will see that as part of that, Sifton had a map that showed wastewater treatment. It showed lines, pumping stations. So Chris, I respect developers for wanting to take care of their business, but you know what? Keep your nose out of our business.
The issues, as you mentioned, running 6-7 years now with the Mount Bridges wastewater treatment facility, but the decision came in the third quarter of your third year of this council term. Why so long after this council took office when that issue's been going for so long?
The solutions that we approved were made in the last quarter of the last term of council. So again, people look at the documentation. You need ministry approval in order to proceed. You need to do all the tendering, all of the design work. So, hey, it's troubled me, Chris, how long this takes, but it's the world that we're in.
You said that the decisions that this council made to spend $13 million was already decided in the term of the last council?
It was, Chris. There was a motion, approved motion, to go with a short-term solution and a midterm solution, Chris. And now this is just the path of the approval path where you go through, you got to get all the necessary approvals, and then this council needs to approve it going to tender. And that's what we did.
So I have to ask, why such a lengthy timeline? If the decisions council made were the same as the last council, why in almost 2.75 years did it take to get this done?
Yeah, fair question, Chris. It's because of the design work that needs to be done. To get to the tender process, we need approval by the Ministry of Environment. So by the time you get the design work done, the studies, and the ministry approval. That's how long it takes.
So the previous council didn't have any design work done and didn't have any ministry review. That's what you're saying.
They had initial design work done, Chris, but not final design work.
And let's get this straight. There were two recommendations. One was just for an environmental assessment of just over $1 million. Now, explain what that was first.
Chris, that's the second phase of this. So if you look at it, we've taken care of the short-term need. We'll take care of the midterm. There's the longer-term need. We recognize that we're going to have to expand the plant capacity, both for growth in order to take on the current citizens of Mount Bridges. That requires an environmental class assessment that needs to be done. That's a lengthy process. That's what that $1 million is for.
Now, the big chunk, $13 million, with additional costs of approximately $700,000 expected for engineering services. Construction estimated to start this winter and run for about 14 to 18 months. Recorded vote, 6-3. Councillors Wilsey, Derbyshire, and the Deputy Mayor McGuire voting against this. There was another option for less money, just over $2 million, which Councillor Derbyshire did bring up, but Director of Engineering and Public Works, Mark Ortiz, said that it would have cost more than $2 million. Is that kind of one of the variables that council took into consideration?
And actually, the variable was this: would the solution work? If you recall back to when we started this conversation, we indicated we hired a reputable third party to look at everything. They looked at, it was from River Birch, looked at that solution. They acknowledged there was an attractive solution, but they said there was substantial risk that it would remove the ammonia. So even myself, Chris, you look at it, you go, okay, that looks attractive. But what we haven't discussed, Chris, is who's looming over us. Looming over us is the Ministry of Environment, Conservation, and Parks. They have been watching this municipality, specifically the Mount Bridges Wastewater Treatment Plant, for a number of years. They've been very patient with us. They have approved the solution that we approved the other night. That's very important. They have not approved the River Birch solution. So part of my decision making was, what has been approved by the Ministry of Environment, and what do I know, or I'm very confident, that will work? So the solution that we voted on and approved will meet those things. Again, third party engineering, reputable nationwide engineering firm looked at that solution and said there was substantial risk.
That's correct. Director Ortiz told council that staff had approval from the ministry, as you mentioned, to move forward as early as this year. He said there's only one solution currently approved by the ministry, and this one is it. I wanted to play for you Councillor Steve Puckman's comments, a comment of reassurance, not just for council, but for the public.
We aren't making this decision in haste. I know it feels like to some of the new councillors we are, but we were talking about this significantly during the last term of council. Our history with this plant, as it is now, is that first, there wasn't enough flow to make it work. And then the flow came too quickly, and then not at all, because we didn't have enough sewage coming down to keep the pump going all the time. The pump would turn on, send too much waste to the plant, and then send no waste at all.
Thoughts on Councillor Pelkman's comments?
No, well, Councillor Pelkman is absolutely correct, if anybody would know the history. And I'll tell you, Chris, last week I threw out a 4-inch file of documents on this file. But I thought what you're going to play was this, Chris, another important one, because people are saying we're going, could possibly be throwing that money away. We're not. That we have approval to stay on that site as long as we're in compliance, and we can go up to a certain amount. It's 825 cubic meters a day. That money can stay there. That plant can stay there. There's a possibility of moving, but we're giving the future council options. When we go to look at a new plant, they could choose to stay there as a substation. So I've learned a new term, Chris. It's called sunk money. That money is not sunk.
Definition of the $13 million decision is not long-term. Is it short-term or is it a midterm?
No, it's a midterm one.
Because there is, I don't know if there's thoughts of it, there's definitely possibilities that that place needs to expand.
No, that is not thoughts, Chris. That's a possibility. Go back to your first thing, asking about that $1 million, Chris. That is for an ECA that is going to look at three options. And this is a direction from council. One is, do we pump to Strathroy? Because we have a plant here in Strathroy. Number two is a brand new site. And number three is expansion at the current site. That's why you need to spend the $1 million. That will tell us what the long-term future is.
Perfect segue. For from Mount Bridges to the Strathroy Wastewater Treatment Facility. You discussed that as well. There was recommendation put forward, a motion by Councillor Wilsey, directing Director of Engineering to prepare a report that includes revised costs based on 2021 figures, along with a thorough review of all available options and full life cycle cost analysis. If we're talking Strathroy, why are we calling back 2021 figures? Bring the public up to speed on that.
By the way, I seconded that motion. The Strathroy plant needs to be twinned. There is no redundancy in that plant. That plant has not been cleaned since it opened. We desperately need to twin it. So Councillor Wilsey makes a good point. They are old numbers from 2021. We're now going into 2026 budget year. So in order to budget, we need to have revamped numbers. And Councillor Wilsey made a good point. There's another option with it, which is a cement lining rather than the current membrane lining. So we need to look at all of those solutions.
Yeah, and he brought up, actually, you mentioned a couple of good points, that in 2021, staff did recommend constructing a second line lagoon similar to the existing one. But he also mentioned that a consultant's report from the same period outlined two additional construction approaches, but those alternatives were never presented to council. Are you concerned that took place?
Yes.
You're going to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Absolutely, Chris. And it was actually, you know, to his credit, current director of engineering who pointed that out to us. And yeah, that should not happen. Council needs to have all of the information at hand, Chris.
So let's wrap it up here. I'll give you the final say. What do you say to citizens after a decision that council made last week alone, spending over $14 million on wastewater treatment?
Yeah, no, thanks for the question, Chris. It's actually ratepayers who pay for it, because under provincial guidelines since Walkerton, you cannot use tax dollars to pay for water or wastewater.
That's a good point.
Treatment plants. So it comes from the ratepayers. So those who aren't hooked up to the system, those in you know, rural areas that aren't hooked up to wastewater or water, are not paying for this.
That's a good point.
This is coming from the ratepayers. But, you know, again, I always do give previous council credit. Good decisions were made by the previous term of council to increase the wastewater rates, knowing that we're going to have these coming down the pipe. We do have reserves. And to be honest, Chris, we may have to take on some debt to do it, but we have plenty of room to do it. We have received grants. Chris, you may recall we received $3.8 million from the federal government as part of the Housing Accelerator Fund. We did receive a $1 million grant from the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. We do have opportunity to go to the county for interest-free loans. And just for the listeners, Chris, because I've had questions, why are other municipalities getting money for the province for wastewater treatment? Luke and Bedolph just got $15 million. North Middlesex for Elsie Craig got around $5 million. The province is not going to even look at us for grants until we make a decision. Now that we've made a decision, we can go to the provincial government and we can ask for grants. So there is a very real possibility, and I'll be lobbying. I know every other councillor will be lobbying the province for money to help us pay for this. Because, Chris, province is looking at homes. Moving forward, this will allow us to get more homes built. So I just say stay tuned. At the end of the day, there's a strong possibility we could get provincial dollars.
Talking wastewater treatment in both Strathroy and Mount Bridges, courtesy of Strathroy Care Doc Mayor Colin Grantham. It's Minute with the Mayor on MyFM. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Chris.